extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Nat.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. It's nice to have you back in the studio. Nice to be at level two.
Nice to be out of the house.
You did some cooking in the last few days?
That's lockdown has been my peak. peak cooking time, I guess, when I'm the most productive.
Yeah. Do you do lots of prep? You're suddenly like, I've got all this stuff in the fridge and the freezer.
I guess because, like, well, with my work in lockdown, it goes pretty quiet. So, I just start getting a bit bored and then I'm like, what's in the cupboard? And there's always heaps of stuff in the cupboard and in the fridge and in the freezer.
Nice.
And, went for it, made some real yum pizzas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been actually thinking that I'd quite like a pizza for a few weeks now, so maybe I need to make that reality.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, in the first lockdown, we used to have sometimes pizza for breakfast. Like, there'd be leftover dough and that would be, it was
Why
pretty
not?
Dangerous. But
that's a great shout.
Yeah, it's a really
it's
good
just
breakfast.
Like toast. It's just fancy toast.
Totally.
Surely.
That's one way to sell it.
Exactly.
We're not talking about pizza though, are we?
No, we're talking about chilies today.
Woohoo.
I freaking love spicy food and chilies pretty much of all kinds. They're just kind of coming into season now, and at the supermarket and Fruit World and stuff, there is some good chilies, but they will be coming in the next month or so as well for the markets. Avondale Markets always has a really great selection as well.
Awesome.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And you kind of look at them and you're like, that one's too scary looking for me.
Yeah, I want to know, can you look at a chili and you know what kind of chili it is?
Well, you can. There's lots of different varieties, obviously, and heat levels. I usually just ask the person at the stall how spicy they are. I have made the mistake of a guy being like, they're really spicy, and be like, yeah, it'll be fine.
I can
they
handle
were
it.
Nuclear. So spicy. There's some good guides online as well that you can look at, but I guess the most common ones that we get are jalapenos and just like red chilies, red and green chilies and Thai chilies and bird's eye chilies.
Mm. Bird's eyes are the wee ones, eh?
Little baby ones, yeah.
And they're pretty spicy.
Yeah,
I have some in my freezer that are nuclear.
Yeah.
Like ruined me.
stay in the freezer.
Yeah, they stay in the freezer.
My mum always grows jalapenos in her garden, and I found out recently that apparently the more you water your chilies, the milder they'll be.
Interesting.
Because she had a batch that were like
nothing.
They were Fisher Price my first chili, like so mild. And then she stopped watering them as much, and there's a bit more
heat,
but more pokey.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
any avid gardeners out there, text us, fact check us on that. Yeah. If you overwater your chilies, will it make them milder?
Yeah.
Would love to know.
Cool. So I've got a few, mainly these are kind of condiments or preserves.
Nice.
I like to make a whole bunch of chili things when they're in season and then use them throughout the year.
Mm.
My first one is great on a pizza. It's chili oil.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple, this chili oil is good for pastas and pizzas. It's not like the kind of Chinese chili oil, which is amazing. And I usually just buy that because
it tastes better.
You can't improve perfection.
No, exactly. I'm visualizing the label in my head. I know the one you're
making.
So this chili oil is really easy to make. Basically, you need between 4 or 5 chilies. Maybe like medium spice level, sliced up, and you can deseed them if you want.
If you want.
No judgment. 200 mils of good olive oil, a sprig or two of thyme, and 2 cloves of garlic that are whole but peeled. And basically you just really, really slowly heat this through for about 20-30 minutes, but very low. Like, you don't want the garlic to go really brown, because that will taint the flavour of the oil. And if you're using good olive oil, you don't want to like make it really smoky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's awesome. You just put that into a sterilized jar and it will keep for a really long time.
Nice.
And yeah, super nice to add over pizza, pastas, noodles, whatever, soups. So good in soup as well.
So do you just like slice the chilies down the middle, or like how do you chop them up?
Yeah, into rings.
Rings. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you wear gloves when you chop chilies?
I don't. Because I'm an idiot.
I remember.
I have put on one of these recipes. Wear gloves. Yeah. But I never have them in the house.
You only need to make that mistake once, though. My friend at high school got the, like, those noodles that you used to be able to get from the tuck shop. There was one kind that had a really spicy chili sachet. She got it in her eye and then had to go to the hospital. It was terrible.
No.
I don't even know how she managed to do that. She was fine in the end, but yeah, you learn that the hard
don't
way.
Don't touch your eyes.
And like after you chop up a bunch of chilies and then you think you've washed your hands, but
you haven't.
You haven't scrubbed them for like 20 minutes.
It takes like 24 hours, I think. Don't touch your eyes for 24 hours.
Absolutely. Okay, RIP to this person who texted in saying, obviously fresh is better, but if you do need to cheat, be careful of chili powder quantities and recipes you find online. Some chili powder from other countries isn't as hot, so when they say 1 tablespoon, ... Oh, mate, I can just imagine you going in Soho Hundies with some cayenne pepper in there and just...
I have definitely made that mistake before. There's a barbecue sauce recipe that says 2 tablespoons of chili powder and it was inedible. Okay, so the other condiment that I have, it's really easy. I found some really nice jalapeno pickles at the markets last year and they were good for a whole year.
Nice.
It's basically just some white vinegar and you slice the chilies up into rounds and put... I think I put 2 cloves of garlic in the vinegar and 2 tablespoons of sugar and just heated the vinegar. You probably, I don't know, you use like a cup and a half. It depends how many chilies you've got. But this is not a real recipe, clearly. and you just heat the vinegar up and pour it over the chilies and then you just keep that in the fridge.
Yum.
So like pickled.
Yeah. They're lightly pickled.
Yeah.
Pretty nice over like Thai food as well. Mm-hmm. I love vinegar and chili together.
And do they hold their heat?
Mm.
Once they've been, so don't put like 20 in a sandwich thinking it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, no. No, no, no.
Cool.
No. We've had a very experienced chili grower text us.
Oh, amazing.
They said, I've been growing chilies for 20 years, all different types. You can tell what type of chili it is by looking at it once you get used to the different types. And I'm not sure about making them less hot if you overwater them, but if you stop watering them a few days before you pick them, that will give them a bit of a boost and make them a little hotter.
Oh, pro tip. I love that.
Thank you. Big thanks for that one there. Sounds like some good chili things. Have you got any more hot tips for us?
I do. I've got one more recipe. Do we have time?
Yeah, give us one more chili recipe.
All right. So this one is a Digby Laws chili chutney, which I've been making for years. And I was I don't even know if I've got a recipe for it, but I dug it out. So this one's super spicy. It's got ginger and garlic in it. It's really nice. It's super sweet as well. It's like great on a sandwich, on a pizza.
Yum.
Obsessed with pizzas at the moment. Okay, so you need 250 grams of chilies. I've used really spicy ones before, and this recipe is fine because there's heaps of sugar in it, which mellows out the spiciness.
Nice.
8 cloves of garlic, 5 centimeter piece of ginger, 2 cups of vinegar, you can use whatever, malt, white cider, 2 cups of sugar, I have used less before as well and it's still pretty good.
Nice.
And 2 teaspoons of salt. So you can deseed the chilies if you like, use gloves. This is the recipe, I said that. chop the garlic and the ginger and the chilies and just chuck all the ingredients in a pot and simmer for an hour to an hour and a half gently, and it becomes this really sticky, quite thick chutney. It's delicious.
Yum. I'm gonna make this.
Yeah, it's really good, and I have added like a couple of tomatoes in there before as well, which is really nice, and some fish sauce.
Oh, cool.
Which gives it a little something extra.
Yeah.
That's nice. Fab.
Yum. Oh, I'm excited for chili season.
Yeah, be brave. Go and try some weird varieties that you've not had before.
Is it true that if you push yourself, your taste and your tolerance gets better?
Definitely. Yep.
Gradually.
If you add
gradually push yourself. Don't jump straight into a California
Reaper.
Oh, my God, no.
Add a couple of chili flakes to everything you eat and just build it up.
Yep.
And then you'll be that person that can order your food hot.
Heart out.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Tough guy. Hey, thank you very much, Nat.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Big old